Hello, everyone. Welcome to this brand new podcast that I am making. My name is Sabrina. For those who just started listening to me, I am a flight attendant, and this is what this podcast is going to be about. It's about all your flight attendant confessions and stories, and also trying to inform you guys about what it's like to be a flight attendant, what steps are there to become a flight attendant. I've had a lot of people ask me if I have to go to like a college, an institute, or some classes. Not really, unless you want to be a pilot. I know for a fact that if you want to become a pilot, a licensed pilot, you do need to go to college and do a four-year study or something in aviation. For flight attendants, you don't really have to go to school. You just apply to the company that you want to work for, and they train you after going through the interview, passing the interview, passing all the tests before like your typical job that you go through, interview. They do some drug testing, they do background checks, they do all of that, and then you start your classes if you do pass all of that. And this is the podcast that I've been trying to make for the past year. I've been a flight attendant for about a year and a half. It was not easy. Let me just say that it was not easy. This job is also not for everybody. Everyone has different needs. And sometimes once you become a flight attendant and you start to work on yourself, or if you work for the bigger airline companies, you work with other people, and sometimes you realize that maybe this job is not for you because you are away from home most of the time. And if you have kids or you have pets that you care for and can't really have someone else look after them, then maybe this job is not meant for you until after. If you still have the same thoughts about becoming a flight attendant or a pilot and you want to give it a shot, you certainly can. There's a lot of people that apply and come to training and their kids are, you know, in high school or graduated, or they have their own lives or whatnot, and they try to become, you know, flight attendants because it might be something that they actually enjoy, since, you know, traveling for a living is pretty fun as long as you don't have other commitments and you don't care about missing holidays with family or family parties, or sometimes, you know, the big thing happens and you just have to miss it, especially on your first year of becoming a flight attendant. Yeah, this is what this podcast is about. It's just my stories and some facts about what it's like being a flight attendant. Most likely, it's all about my stories and what I see in the air, what I see on the airports. Some are funny. Some are a bit scary because I have had emergency landings, just one, but it's still, you know, you learn with when it comes to it. You learn about how you should be feeling about the situation. For me, it was, even though it was an emergency landing, it was a false alarm, thank God, because I don't know what I would actually do if it was a real thing. Well, I know they train us for, you know, emergency things, unusual things that might happen most likely. Everything else is just basically common sense. But if it was a real thing, then that would have been a whole different story. I don't know if I would still be working there, but it's fun. It's still pretty fun. I still enjoy it. And with that, I hope you guys enjoy listening to me talk about my stories Once I get a little bit more comfortable with this and also learn how to use this podcast or editing and audio stuff. I know I bought this microphone in Amazon. You might hear something weird whenever I talk, apparently. I'm still trying to figure out all the wiring and how the microphone works and how to make it go away. If not, I'll have to, get a new microphone or something. But if you're an audio person, just you can message me and kind of give me good tips on how to work this. Also, I'm a flight attendant. I have to pack very lightly, so I have this microphone and I have an adapter that goes to my tablet because no way I'm bringing a whole laptop charger. Like, I barely have enough room for my clothes in my bag. We'll get into what I pack, how I pack for those that really like to travel but suck at packing. Just, maybe it'll help you out. I'm still kind of learning because I overpack sometimes, especially when it's meant for, a 4-day trip. I have to bring some things along just in case things happen. And also, flight attendants always pack for just in case moments because we never know what's going to happen. So we only pack for just in case. Sometimes we don't really need to pack because it may be only 2 days or 1 day, but we still need to pack for a just in case moment. And also, when you become a flight attendant, your only social life is the pilots. And if you work with another flight attendant, then they are also your social life. So you have to be very good friends, have a really nice relationship, build it up, especially if you're gonna be working with them for a whole week. I suggest you build up some sort of relationship, try to get to know them, especially when you're at the airport sitting in the airplane for 3 hours before your next flight. Or, sometimes, like right now, I am in Columbia, Missouri, and we had a 32-hour overnight. So I'm staying here. It's a Monday, and we don't fly until Tuesday, which is tomorrow, and we flew in last night, Sunday. So I had this whole day off, and my pilots, they're doing their own thing. I decided to stay in because we're going through a whole pandemic. I don't think it's safe for me to go outside. I can wear my mask and everything, but also around the hotel, it's all food restaurants. There's nothing really exciting. And if I do, I'd go to museums and learn about the state or whatever they have going on. But those museums are closed on a Monday. So, out of my luck. But yeah, you build relationships with, your other coworkers basically. And sometimes I do have those fun pilots, and a lot of times I fly with the same pilots and I don't know who I'm going to be flying with because it's my first year and it's a lot of terminology and technology that you go through as you work as a flight attendant and a pilot. We'll get into that a little bit later. You guys can also send me questions if you have any questions for, about flight attendants. I get a lot of them when I'm with my friends or people that know me, and they ask me questions over my messages, like, hey, I want to become a flight attendant. What do I have to do? And yeah, sometimes they do apply and they end up going to the interview and they think it's cool. And then I give them a little bit more in-depth details. And so, like I said, if you don't have kids, if you don't have pets that you really care for, or that, like, I have a dog, but he can stay with my mom. It's okay. Like, I'll come back and I'll see them, whatever. That's okay. But if you don't have anybody that is willing to look after your pets, maybe it's not for you because also pets are like children. And if you really care for them, then maybe this won't be the best idea of working, being away from home a lot and from your loved ones. But it's also very fun as long as you're able to be accepting that you're going to be by yourself all the time, pretty much in your hotel room. And hopefully later on, I'll have some guests here with me, either pilots or other flight attendants that I also became friends with, and just talk about their experiences. Because also, not every flight attendant gets the same experience. Sometimes it's very similar, but not always. And same with pilots. They do a different job, but some experiences are similar to flight attendants as well. And again, hopefully you guys really enjoy me talking about my job. And I finally get to do this because this has been an idea of mine. I figure that not a lot of people have podcasts about flight attendants, and if they do, it's the terminology more likely. Like, I've heard that some pilots do have podcasts, but they talk about the schools and what they do in the air. They don't necessarily talk a lot about their experiences. And same with flight attendants. Some of them don't really talk about their experiences as much, but more of what it's like and what you have to do. I've seen a lot of flight attendants' YouTube videos just to give me an idea of what to look forward to when I became a flight attendant, and also helping me with what I need to pack and how to pack everything. What's the easiest way to do traveling lately? I'm still trying to do that, but it always fails. I think I'm packing lightly, and then, at the end of the day, my bag weighs like 25 pounds. And before I do get any questions about what made you be a flight attendant or why did you want to be a flight attendant? Let me tell you. Well, when I was younger, I was around like 6, I think, or 7 years old, and my mom would always talk to me about what it was like to be on an airplane. And my other family members would also tell me that it was like the coolest thing, and you get to see these clouds in the air, and you just get to see everything from up above, and it's so cool. So it was my first time being on this airplane. I was going for summer vacation, and I was so excited. And I saw the pilots and the flight attendants at the airport going to the airplane, and I was like, wow, they look so cool. And they had their uniform. They looked nice and tall, and they were really nice because they always had a smile on their face, and they'd always laugh. So I was like, you know what? I want to be that when I grow up. Like, I came back home and I told my mom, I want to be a flight attendant because, being on the airplane is really fun. And when it starts to go up and then it levels, so it kind of balances or whatever. You get that feeling of being like in zero gravity, almost the same as when you're on a roller coaster. And I thought that was really fun. And I still do because whenever I'm in the airplane and we go through that, it's like, wee! Like you just feel happy inside. Well, for me, it makes me feel happy. And then I see everyone else on the airplane and they're scared and they're holding onto their seats and they look at me and I'm over here enjoying myself. Like it's fun. But yeah, I told my mom I want to be a flight attendant. And so when I got home, we had a little hallway and I put my toys the same setup that you would in an airplane. So I didn't know what the flight attendants said. I don't remember what they said or what they would do besides, their safety demonstration and say hello in the at the door. So I just remembered the actions, what they were doing. So I would mock them and do the seat belts of the buckle and unbuckle and the oxygen mask you put over your head and the water vest, the safety vest. I would pretend I had one and I would pretend to blow on the little tube to inflate the safety vest or pull the the strings, and then I just do the exits with my hands and my toys. And that's it. That's all I would remember. I was like, oh yeah, the exits, and here's the seatbelt, and here's this thing that for breathing, and whatever. And that's all I do. I do that all the time. I just do the seatbelts and the exits. I wouldn't remember anything else that they would do, and just that. And I thought that was the whole point of being a flight attendant, was doing the seatbelts and the exits, and that's all you do as a flight attendant. But no, you do a lot more. You become a babysitter, you become a firefighter, you have to become like a nurse. You just do a bunch of stuff. It's not just being nice and looking like a waitress in the air. It's a lot more. But that was my introduction to becoming a flight attendant and how cool it was, and you looked so nice. On Facebook, I have the Facebook memories, and I saw that like 6 years ago. I posted that I wanted to be a flight attendant. I wanted to do the job that they do because it makes it look cool. And now I know it's not really, it's cool, but there's a lot more to it. And in high school, I would tell my teachers how I wanted to be a flight attendant. And all my teachers were really happy, and they're like, "Yeah, you seem like that type of person. Like, you're so nice. It just comes natural to you. I can see you being a flight attendant." And I'm just like, "Okay, cool." Like, same with my family members. They all said the same thing. It's like, "Oh yeah, I can see you being a flight attendant. Like, it's fine." And yeah, I like helping people. I like, if they ask me where their gate is to connecting their flight. My base is in Chicago Airport, so that's a big ass airport. I get lost even by reading where to go. Like, sometimes you just can't understand English and you get lost so easily because it's a big ass airport, especially going to international. Like, I'll park my car in the employee area and then I have to go through, the regular terminals, which is 1, 2, 3, and then I have to go somewhere else to get to the international, and I have to either get the train or get the bus, and that's all very confusing to me. And I was trying to get to the international terminals, and I remembered, I was like, oh, I'll just take the train. The train was under construction, they were remodeling or something, so I couldn't take the train, and I was walking for 2 hours trying to figure out how to get to my international line. And I had to take the bus, and that took like a whole hour, me just trying to figure out. And I had to ask so many different employees how to get there. And I had my badge, and they're like, "You work here. How are you lost?" And it's like, I don't know. It's confusing. And yeah, it's confusing. So that's why when people ask me, I'll be happy to help. I give them special instructions. I even started drawing a map of the airport and how to get to a certain location. And I just say, if you're going the right direction, you'll see a giant dinosaur in the middle of the airport, and that's how you know you're in the right spot. And that's my favorite thing about that airport, besides other things. I like seeing that dinosaur when I'm walking that way, if I ever walk that way. It brings me happiness for some reason. I don't know. But currently, because of the pandemic, that someone put a mask on the dinosaur, and it's funny but also cute. And it's just people that walk by, it's fun to see their face and how it lights up, because not every airport has a big ass dinosaur in the middle of it. So they see it and they're like, "Wow, this is Chicago." And I'm like, "Yeah, it's part of it." Yeah, and it's fun. Unlike, some flight attendants, I've seen some flight attendants that, they just tell the passengers like, "Oh, just go straight ahead and read the signs, and they'll tell you where to go." And yeah, like, I do that sometimes too, but not always, just because I know sometimes you don't comprehend English that well. You don't understand directions, and people have to draw it out for you or tell you specifically how to get there. Maybe you don't know English, or you have dyslexia, or you just can't read because you forgot your glasses and you just can't tell the letters that far apart or whatever reason, you know, it's hard. You just gotta tell them, you know, go straight, take a left or take a right, go down. You were gonna see this type of thing and then take, you know, another left or whatever. Like, it's not that hard. If you're not in a rush, you should be able to just tell them sweet and short. So, yeah, that's how and why I became a flight attendant, as well as I could have applied, but most airlines want you to be 21 after high school, and I was barely 18. So I decided to go to college and try that out, and I went for film production and editing, and I thought that was cool too. I still think it's cool, but you know, shit happens at the end. I didn't make it through. I only went like 2 years and a half. Yeah, shit happens at the end. I think I was just scared to be a flight attendant and I wasn't ready to be on my own yet. And college made me be okay. I was able to drive back and forth from my house to my college, but the last year I took 6 months and I lived on campus. So that kind of helped me be away from home a lot more than I would have if I just went straight after high school. I would have been scared shitless, probably. And then after my college shut down, I didn't know what to do. So I just started to think of what I wanted to be when I was little. And that's when I was like, yeah, I still want to be a flight attendant. So, you know, I applied. It was 2 years later, I applied and I got this job. It took three tries, but I got it. And I applied to this other airline before. And, you know, if you guys want to learn or hear more about this story, I'll tell you guys later because it's a long story. I think going through that step that seems unnecessary in my life made me realize that, you know, maybe it was a learning curve that I had to do in order for me to be able to do my job properly and be away from home this month. You know, things happen for a reason, and I strongly believe in that. So anything, everything that happens in the universe is for a reason, good or bad. Now I'm a flight attendant, and I hope it's like this for a really long time. I did take some leave of absence during this whole pandemic thing. The last time I flew was back in April, and I didn't start flying until this week in October. It's fun to be back. I know I can tell I missed it because, you know, being in a different city all the time is just, even though it's the same place over and over again, there's always something new. Like, it's never really the same experience. Little things change, but it's always fun. And I'll leave it at this. If you guys have any questions you want to ask me and learn more about it, I'll post maybe once a week wherever my job takes me. I'll, you know, update you guys of where I am on all my podcasts. Maybe sometimes I'll just be at home with my dog. And I'll post something. I'll try to see if I should post once a week or twice a week. I know I can't do every day because that's too much. But I'll try to be as constant as I can. If you guys have any questions for me, if you want to learn specifically about something, you can ask me on my Instagram. I'll try to post it. Or if you have me on Facebook, you can also ask me questions there too. But if you don't, just follow my Instagram. I also like to post my stories about my jobs and what I'm doing. Most of the time it's just me being bored on the airplane, or doing something funny with the pilots. You can ask me there at Sabrina1 underscore dancer. So it's Sabrina the number 1 underscore dancer. You can ask me there. I'll post it wherever I post this podcast too. And I hope you guys really enjoyed listening to me talk about my job and I do have some very funny moments, some very cute moments, some scary moments that we've heard about a little bit. I'll get into that more. But yeah, hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll try to be more comfortable speaking in a microphone in an empty room where nobody else can hear me. Hopefully they don't hear me. But yeah, I'll see you guys next time, or you'll hear from me next time. I don't know how to end this podcast, but also if you have any ideas on my intros and outros for this, let me know. I'd like to hear them. I want to be artsy on this. You'll hear from me next time.